Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. You may have heard about research that shows how music education can improve test scores. Another group of studies is now showing the benefits of foreign language education, but on more than just standardized testing. The American Council of the Teaching of Foreign Languages has a new initiative called Discover Languages. The program is working to raise awareness about just how helpful learning another language can be. Here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, the Foreign Languages Department is showing students how language learning can apply to academics. Joining me are Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Department of Foreign Languages, and Dr. Carlos Fandel, professor and dean emeritus. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
You recently were a part of what's being called Discover Languages Month during the month of February at an event at a local high school. Tell us about what went on there.
February is Discover Languages Month, or the National Foreign Language Month. And as a consequence, some of the teachers at West Monroe had asked if we could do something in conjunction with their Spanish and French clubs. And some of their parents had also asked for that. And since we have a foreign language club and some honor societies, we thought it would be a great idea to put everybody together and celebrate languages.
So even though there is a French honor society and there is a French and Spanish club, you were bringing everybody together. Why all together?
Well, that was the whole purpose, was to show that, for example, the students who take French, what they're learning is very similar to what the students who take Spanish are learning. And that was kind of the foundation for the entire event. And that's one reason we invited Dr. Fandel along, so he could show them exactly how the two languages evolved and how they were related.
I have a little bit of a background in each of those languages, so I can relate to that. But Dr. Fandel, for someone who doesn't have a background in foreign languages, how do those two relate? What were you able to tell the students?
Well, I think it was maybe a surprise to some of them to learn that they both French and Spanish, come from the same source, which is Latin, obviously. We took the opportunity to spend a few moments making Spanish come out of Latin and making French come out of Latin and seeing the forces that operate in language birth, and deciding when is something a new language and when it is just the old language that sounds different.
But can you give us a nutshell background talking about Latin spreading through Europe and becoming some of those other those other languages?
Well, basically, the Roman Empire spread Latin, obviously, and it spread it all over Europe and southern England and in the Middle East and North Africa. And it had a real fine school system, if you will, and economy and all types of opportunities, artistic and otherwise. And the medium for everything was Latin. But then along come the Goths and the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths and upheaval and uproar. And Rome falls and is sacked and everything collapses. So the language that you find, the Latin languages that you find in Europe, came as the result of being introduced to Latin at different periods of time as the empire is crumbling, and the effort of the people that were newcomers to Latin to learn to speak it, and they imposed on it many of their own eccentricities, if you will, linguistic eccentricities, sort of like the French with their very puckered mouth on some things, you know. So I tried to let them see that there was a lot in common. They really came from the same source. But there was another thing, too, that's kind of important, is the language reflects the people and their mood and who they are and where they are and what they consider important.
And how so?
Well, we learned, for example, what words will you choose to evolve? For example, the Latin word for horse is equus. Now, that comes in English as equine, right? But the French and the Spanish ordinary folks didn't have contact with fine horses. They had contact with nags. So the word that comes into Spanish and French for horse is nag. The word for head in French is tête, and in Spanish they have the word testa, among others. But in Latin, that was a flower pot or an oil jug. And so the common people were picking this up from Roman soldiers who were using strange, like calling themselves jugheads, is basically. So that stuck in French and that stuck in Spanish.
So what kind of feedback did you get from the students on being able to show them how common some of French and Spanish really are?
Well, the teachers at West Monroe, or at least one of them, has told me that she asked her students the next day what they thought of the event, and they were amazed at how much they actually could do because we gave them a quiz, not a quiz, but we had a game for them where we gave them words in Italian or Portuguese, and they had to identify their words for French or Spanish. So they were truly amazed at how well they could do that, and they did not have that insight that how close the languages are, even though they are distinct.
And you also had ULM students, ULM foreign language students, who were involved in the event too.
Correct. And what was also interesting to these high school students, and this is one of the reasons that we did this, was that all of the ULM students who came to help were not necessarily French or Spanish majors. There were a number of them who are minors because we have a great many minors of foreign languages on this campus, or even double majors like biology and Spanish or English and French. It gave them a chance to talk to the high school students about what they can do when they go to college to continue with their languages, even though they may not choose it as a major.
This program at West Monroe High School was part of the Discover Languages Initiative. What is that program about?
Well, ACTFL, a number of years ago, ACTFL is the American Council of Teachers of Foreign Languages, and they got very involved with defining how much we learn and how long it takes us to learn things, because there's always the sense that I've sat through 6 hours of foreign language, I don't know anything. Well, that's changed a great deal in the last 20 years. Largely due to the levels of proficiency that ACTFL has defined. And so, and also, in order to focus on the need for foreign languages, which the federal government and business and industry and everybody is saying to everyone who will listen, they worked with the federal government to set up a time when you could simply focus and celebrate language study, as much for economic and security reasons as for simply personal enrichment. And that's what the origin of the Discover Languages Month was.
And Dr. Fandel, what do you see as some of the benefits of being able to have that kind of focus on foreign languages?
I think that it's important to recognize the fact that the Department of Foreign Languages has always worked with the students as junior colleagues. We've always tried to make sure that whatever we do, they're a part of it. It's not our show. It's really, in large measure, their show. I think that has built a tremendous sense of camaraderie in that department. And Dr. Smith has really been great at maintaining that esprit, if you will.
Well, Dr. Smith, there's other research involved that supports the concept that foreign language development supports other academic achievement.
Oh, absolutely. The research is significant, and it's broad-based. I just came back from talking to groups at Alexandria High School Tuesday. And one of the things I pointed out to them was that the research consistently shows that students who study a foreign language will do better on their ACT tests, on their GRE tests, on their SAT tests, and not just in verbal skills, but also in mathematical skills.
And that's big news to somebody who's looking at taking those tests for what college they get into.
Exactly. It also helps there's a correlation between people who've studied a foreign language and how well they do when they get to college. And there's a new article coming out of the Modern Language Association that shows that the more language you study, the better your reading skills are. And one of the areas where entering college students today are not as well prepared as they were in the past is in their reading level. And that kind of correlates with the lessening of language requirements in some areas. And so it's really important to put that back in there because students, and one of the things these students realized was, hey, if I can recognize this word in Portuguese, Italian, Spanish, and French, then I bet you I can figure out what that word is in English.
And Dr. Fandel, you've recently come across research that shows how a language affinity can affect the development of science skills.
Georgetown University has published a study which shows that bilingual or students with significant foreign languages have a greater ability to formulate hypotheses in science projects than do monolingual people or people who have no foreign languages.
So it helps in other skills far outside.
It helps across the board, basically, science, but also politically, because We're living in a global society, and one thing we have learned is that the attitude, and there are many studies on this, the attitude of people who have studied languages is much better in dealing with the world at large. Any language, if you take any language, you're more sensitive to other people's needs, feelings, fears, excitements. And Federico Fellini, the director, said that another language was a new vision of the world.
Dr. Fandel, you also say that there is some new research about cognitive abilities in aging in dealing with foreign language education.
Just recently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, the journal Neurology, they have conducted some studies which show that learning another language apparently opens new pathways in the brain for cognitive activities. One of their studies showed that people who speak a second language, if they're going to develop Alzheimer's, they have 5 more years of, what should I say, symptom non-activity. One of the things that they said was, no matter how old the person is, it would be a great help for that person to begin to learn a language for keeping those pathways open.
So even
or
as
the
an,
new pathways, whichever they are. Right?
So even an activity as a senior who's just looking for ways to stay sharp.
Right.
That would be helpful.
Right. There's a lot of work that has to be done on that to see about why. Why is this? But right now they think that you're making new pathways, neurological pathways for cognitive activities.
Well, and this is something that you hear about these sorts of results dealing with, say, music, is that people who are involved in music do better in these. But foreign language, that's not something that you would immediately associate. Can you go into a little bit about what they found with that?
Well, I think that part of it is that we are so overwhelmed with research about everything that sometimes discoveries like that, the people in foreign languages are well aware of all of this research, but we haven't perhaps done as good a job as we should about making this known to the public, to decision makers who certainly look at the need for foreign language training for practical reasons, but now we're also looking at different kinds of practical reasons that will help students succeed. And in this day and age when we so much want students to succeed when they get to college, then the better they're prepared before they get there. And this is a very easy way to do that. Well, it's not easy to learn a foreign language, but it is simple to offer them those courses so that it will broaden their background and improve their abilities.
So, Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, listen up.
Absolutely. Yes.
The Discover Language Initiative is ongoing, and ULM Foreign Language Department has an event coming up in April, I believe, that continues the initiative.
Oh, absolutely. A couple of years ago, the Board of Regents, I wrote a grant for the Board of Regents to begin a Festival of World Languages. We'd done a Festival of Spanish for a number of years. But it occurred, after reading some articles, it occurred to me that we needed to broaden our focus. So I wrote a grant, and the Board of Regents approved the grant. And the focus of the Festival of World Languages is actually to bring together students who study any language, it doesn't matter which one, and then to introduce them to some other issues or some other experiences in language. For example, on April 9th, this year's festival will include presentations even by a biologist who does a great deal of research in South America. So he already knew French. He's had to add Spanish so that he can work in the field. We also have a presenter with Old English, and she was a big hit last year, so we invited her back. We have another faculty member in English who's going to do a presentation on Choctaw. So this gets the students, learning a language is also a lot of fun, and this gets them to come and experience these types of things. They'll get some salsa lessons and some Cajun dancing lessons, and all of this brings them together so that they can broaden their horizons and at the same time learn more about other types of language learning and the impact of language learning. And our keynote speaker is an attorney from Lafayette who has developed the ability to speak French and is a keen representative for using foreign languages in professions.
That's the Festival of Foreign Languages coming up on April 9th. My guest today, Dr. Ruth Smith, is the head of foreign languages here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And Dr. Carlos Fandel is professor and dean emeritus here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.